hear a lot these days about perfecting our work-life balance, but what happens when events in both arenas spin out of your control? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews a pair of books that might make you want to keep your day job. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Whether it's a family business in a small town or a big corporation in New York City, getting a detailed look inside a fictional workplace is something I really enjoy. Our first book today has wonderful details about the operation of an ice factory in Jacksonville, Florida. It's called The Ice House by Laura Lee Smith. Smith's main character is a Scotsman named Johnny McKinnon, who took the geographic cure for a mess of trouble back in Scotland and moved to the States. At first, things went very well. He fell in love and married into the proprietorship of the town's ice factory. But as the novel opens, his luck has changed. He's hit all at once with the diagnosis of a brain tumor, the announcement of an OSHA investigation at the plant, and word that a grandchild has been born to his heroin addict son back in Scotland. Since Johnny's own health situation means he won't be able to drive anymore, he enlists his teenage neighbor, Kamal, as a chauffeur. Kamal, probably the biggest fan of the band Kiss in his entire generation, provides not only rides but comic relief, especially when Johnny takes him back to Scotland to help deal with the troubles there. As Colette Bancroft put it in the Tampa Bay Times, Smith's tenderness toward her characters and subtle understanding of class differences in American society are reminiscent of such novelists as Richard Russo and Jennifer Egan. This Could Hurt by Jillian Medoff is a savvy slice of corporate life that finds heart and humor in a human resources bureaucracy. Each section of the book opens with an org chart that shows who is where at Ellery Consumer Research, a New York-based firm that's been cut to the bone by layoffs after the 2008 financial meltdown. When HR chief Rosalita Guerrero has a stroke, the coworkers she has mentored rally around to help protect her health benefits and her retirement. While some jockey for advancement, others find themselves out on the street. The story rotates among several perspectives. Rosa, the mother hen, armored in St. John suits and Chanel Rouge Noir lipstick, is at the center of the action. One of her baby chicks is Rob Hirsch, a 43-year-old slacker in baggy docksiders and brown sweater vest who's grown fat and lazy in his job as a recruiter. Though Rob is still in love with his wife of 14 years, he's also very attached to his office wife, Lucy Bender. Lucy is a vice president with big plans for her own career, and she turns out to be the wrong person for Rob to trust. Another of Rose's loyal minions is Leo Smalls, a lonely gay man whose work-life balance has no life in it at all anymore. And then there's 34-year-old Ken Verville, a job-hopping Wharton MBA who's the less driven and less fulfilled half of a black power couple. The relationships between these characters as they deal with Rosa's health crisis tell the story behind the org charts and actually offers inspiring thoughts about the world of work. Be kind to each other. Be the same person at the office that you are at home. What fuels success are the same qualities that bind a family: loyalty, diligence, humor, grace.
The books are The Ice House by Laura Lee Smith and This Could Hurt by Jillian Medoff. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.